been described as a hostile takeover bid, Craig, and largely because it's challenging industry-based ownership of the Brisbane markets. And that's been regarded as the best way for markets to continue to serve the industry, the markets themselves and the shareholders of those businesses.
The Brisbane Markets Board has released its formal response to the $150 million takeover bid in what's called a target statement. It makes the following recommendation to shareholders.
There are three recommendations, and based on the independent experts' report in respect to Brismark, the industry-based entity that owns around 34% of the market, it's considered that it's not a reasonable price, and that's been rejected. In relation to companies that have a stake in the game, be they growers, retailers or wholesalers in the market, again, it's considered at the bottom end of being reasonable, but given the other benefits they get, the board has again said that those businesses should consider rejecting the offer. But for the third group of potential shareholders, so these are other mum and dad type investors who are outside the industry, who may simply have a short to medium term investment horizon and a lower risk tolerance, the board recommended they should consider accepting the offer in the absence of a superior offer.
The offer of $3.50 a share comes from Produce Markets Queensland and its parent, the Sydney-based fund manager, VGI Partners. It's a 30% premium on recent trading in the unlisted public company, Brisbane Markets Limited. Speaking at the release of the bid last month, VGI's David Jones said his goal was simple.
Craig, our view is that it's time for a change at Brisbane Markets.
VGI currently owns 2.2% of the 42.5 million shares in Brisbane Markets. Mr. Jones claimed poor corporate governance had led to inherent conflicts of interest between Brisbane Markets and its largest shareholder, Brismark, which is a member association of market wholesalers.
We think the way the business is being run today through the influence of Brismark, the industry association, we don't think it's an appropriate structure from a corporate governance perspective. We just think that the markets can be run better to provide better services for operators at the markets, and we just think the business can be operated better for shareholders.
Any talk of conflicts of interest, though, is strongly rejected by the Brisbane Markets Chief Executive, Andrew Young.
Continue to raise that, but really don't give any real examples as to what they actually mean. They just floated out there, and people are supposed to understand that that's a problem. But no, the Brisbane market structure is not out of date, and no, we do not see any governance issues. Any potential conflict of interest or governance issues are managed extremely well by both boards.
The Brisbane markets were sold by the state government in 2002. The markets record annual trade in excess of 600,000 tonnes of fresh produce, valued at more than $1.3 billion.
People could look at their own annual reports. The assets have gone from around $84, $86 million in 2003 to today, where we're close to a $250 million company. There's been a solid but conservative dividends paid throughout that period. There's been a huge amount of money ploughed back into the site in maintenance, over $22 million, and there's been capital expenditure over the last 10 years of nearly $110 million. So I don't think by any measure anyone could argue that there's been any way the site or development of the site's been held back. It's been prudently managed. It's been developed well. We're meeting the needs of the industry. We've continued to move from what might have been tin-based sheds 10 years ago to state-of-the-art cold room facilities that are meeting the needs of tenants and the industry and growers. So there's been a lot of change, a very proactive approach to growing the site, but very prudent in terms of not taking high risks, but very prudent, and the numbers speak for themselves in terms of our financial performance.
But it seems the food fight for Queensland's largest fresh fruit and vegetable marketplace has a long way to run.
Well, the game still has a fair way to play yet, Craig. They've left their bid open till the end of March, so they're continuing to be active within the media, etc., with some of the claims that they are making, most of which we totally reject. Quite a few shareholders, as well as Brismark, have indicated their intention not to take up the offer. So it has a way to run. BML itself, the current structure and current management team, have got very strong support in the industry. There's the debate in the industry about industry-based ownership, and quite frankly, you know, it's the only way that markets should run is with industry-based ownership, so you know that people that have got skin in the game are making the right decisions, service the needs of shareholders, the stakeholders in the market and the tenants themselves.